Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Did your hair get messed up or your uniform dirty at all Saturday night?
No, we had great protection. There's no question about that. I thought those guys played well, really, as they've had all year. The offensive line has been our biggest strength on offense, and it continues. It was that way in the regular season. It continued to be that way in the playoffs. So it was a great effort by those guys, and really all those guys have stepped in and moved spots. And you know, Logan's in there, and then you know Logan's not in there, and other guys are adjusting, but they all played really exceptionally well, both in the run game and the pass game. And we'll have a good week of practice and face our toughest challenge this year.
Tom, does that qualify, that offensive performance qualify as being in the zone in your mind? I mean, generally it's a golf term, but from a football standpoint, was that in the zone?
Well, I thought, you know, that a lot of guys played really well, and we're a lot of guys were really on the same page. So I thought there were things that we were definitely doing, you know, more to our level of expectation. And still, I think there's ways that we need to be able to improve. So, you know, a couple of turnovers hurt us. But, you know, for the most part, it was really good, solid effort. You know, I feel like, you know, you win the game and then immediately you're thinking about the next game. So there's not too much, you know, you take from the game other than winning and moving on. So that's something we haven't done here in a while, and it was good to go out there and get a win.
You've told us and you've told everybody that last year in the playoffs against the Jets, that doesn't matter. A couple of years ago against the Ravens, doesn't matter. But in a way, Tom, doesn't it help? I mean, wasn't that a warning, an object lesson? If you let your guard down, you can get upset, and you could say the same thing heading into this game against the Ravens. You know, we better be careful. Last time they were in here in the playoffs, they knocked us off.
You know, I don't think you know, the mindset is, you know, you got to be careful or, you know, to think really negative thoughts about, you know, what we're doing or what we're trying to accomplish. I think it's, you know, a lot of the folks' emphasis this season has been on us and what we need to do better. So, you know, look, the Ravens, they're the best team we faced all year. You know, there's no one that's going to overlook, you know, a team like that. It'd be impossible to do. So they present a ton of challenges in all three phases of the game. And, you know, when you watch them, like, you know, you watched them yesterday, they're physical, they're tough, they can cover. I mean, they got some of the best players in the history of the NFL at their positions, like, you know, in Suggs and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Haloti Ngata. I mean, so you got phenomenal players there. So, you know, we really got our work cut out for us. We're, you know, we'll be excited about the challenge. We'll use the week to prepare like we always do, and really try to be at our best. Hopefully be better than we were this past Saturday night.
Hey, Ocho Cinco was talking to a guy from Yahoo, Jason Cole, last week, and he said, quote, "It was like, is Tom okay? You know, he's intense, but this was like a whole new thing, man." They were like, it's that time of year, you have to understand. I've been around a lot of really competitive people, says Ocho Cinco, but Tom has taken that to a whole different level. Were you more intense than ever, more intense than usual last week in preparing for this Denver game?
I try to approach it the same way all, you know, every week, and because, you know, every week of the regular season is important. You know, and then you get to the playoffs, and it's just, I'm sure everybody naturally there, you know, it's an emotional game. So the focus obviously heightens, the awareness heightens. It's really just, it's playoff football. I mean, because you realize that if you throw an interception, if you fumble the ball, if you, you know, misread a coverage, that could be your season. I mean, and it's not like in the regular season where you go, oh, that's okay, you know, we'll get them next week. No, there's no next week. So everything has to be right, and you try to make everything right. And when you make mistakes, you got to say, okay, I made a mistake, I'm not going to make another one. And I thought our team really did a good job of that the other night, and it's just really that time of year. You don't make any excuses, you know, for your mistakes. You try to play as best as you can, and you try to prepare yourself as well as you can, and you go out there and you see what it looks like.
Tom, outside observations and psychologists from a distance looked at what was going on in that locker room getting ready for this game and said they're clearly focused on getting that one-and-done monkey off their back. Was that something you gave much thought to in terms of motivating you and your teammates in preparation for this game?
Well, not really. I mean, I didn't think about it. No, I didn't think about it like that. I mean, you know what it is. I mean, it's not like, you know, Coach Belichick needs to say it. It's not like we need to have, you know, a big team meeting and talk about, look, if we lose this game, the season's over. You know, you don't sit there and think about, man, we're losing the game. I really don't think that's part of our mindset. We, you know, you show up to work, you put the preparation, you focus on the things that you need to focus on, which is how to play your best, you know, which is game planning, which is your scheme, which is your execution. Then you go out to practice and you go through it, and then if it doesn't look good, you got to change some things, and you move forward to the next day and the next day, and then ultimately it's, you know, the game, and you go out there and you see what it looks like. So our preparation, is solid. It's been that way all year. We won 9 straight, so I think that's, you know, that's been good for all of us. But, you know, it really means nothing now. I mean, I think now it's the slate's clean, and when that Baltimore game ended yesterday, we know the opponent, and it really comes down to one game, and hopefully, you know, we can be at our best for this one game.
Tom, what does putting Hernandez in the backfield do for the Patriots and do to the Denver defense?
It's a bit of a new look that we haven't done. Aaron's pretty good with the ball in his hand. So when you give him the ball, whether you throw it or hand it to him, he does a good job making guys miss. So, you know, we handed it to him in the first drive, and he ran, 40 yards.
43,
or
right.
For really a huge gain, really, to get us going, and then we hit West for the touchdown pass. So, you know, Aaron's a threat back there, and then when you couple that with Rob and his ability to catch the ball, be an influence in the passing game, along with West, along with Dion, and then with Danny running the ball and Benny running the ball hard, it's a good group on offense. So. We have some threats out there. We got to go out there and, keep doing it. That's the coaching, is keep doing what we're doing.
I know you were focused on your task at hand, Tom, but can you be honest with us here? Your teammates, were they tired of Tebow mania? Were they tired of hearing about him?
We never talked about it. I mean, even when we talked about him, the first time that the Denver, and we played him in Denver, you know, Coach Belichick really had the team focused on Denver as an entire team. And, you know, if you don't turn the TV on, or, I think you could judge it based on the questions you get. But, you know, if you don't really get caught up in the hype of the good or the bad, you know, then you just focus on what you need to do. And you know, we knew that Denver was much more of a team than certainly one individual. And I think that's really what the team focused on. Whoever the media chooses to hype, whatever player, I think, you know, we realized that, you know, I was focused on Doomerville and Miller and their secondary and their coverages and their scheme and so forth. And that's where our focus needed to be. So I thought we did a good job of doing that.
How does the psychology, the mentality of the team in general, specifically, I should say, the offense, change, or does it at all change when you apply the kill shot just before halftime? 2 touchdowns in a minute 57, you're up 35-7. Does human nature say to you, well, we probably got this in the bag at this point, or don't you allow yourself that luxury?
No, we didn't think about that at all. We went there at halftime, and I think a big, what everyone was saying was, okay, it's 0-0. You know, we're not changing what we're doing. We're going to go out there and try to play a good second half, and play smart football and try to go to get a win. So, you know, we didn't really, we came out in the second half and started fast. We got a touchdown on the board. We were moving the ball. We turned the ball over, going in, again at the 15, 20 yard line, whatever that was. So, you know, we didn't change our mentality. I thought we just, we execute a little bit better than we've been executing. And, you know, we need to keep executing well so we can score points.
Hey, would you, in general, do you prefer the defense bring extra pass rushers? I mean, Trent Dilfer went over the numbers on ESPN, and they're overwhelming you this year when you're facing 5 or more pass rushers. They didn't bring a lot of pressure on T.J. Yates yesterday. I know that doesn't matter. They'll have a whole different game plan for you. But in general, do you lick your chops when you see them, you know, bringing a bunch of guys up on the line and obviously bringing pressure?
Yeah, well, I think there's risk-reward to bring in pressure or not bring in pressure. And really, you know, look, you, if you're not getting there with four guys and you got to bring extra guys, then that's what you're going to do, which leaves, you know, fewer guys in coverage. And it's tough to single cover our guys all day because, you know, our guys, when they find it, when they catch it, they're going to make some yards with it. So, you know, if you drop more guys in the coverage, then, you know, I'll have more time back there to figure things out. So,
right.
You know, it's just a matter of, you know, it's like on offense, there's different strategies we use. We certainly don't use one. We try to mix in all them, so they got to be prepared for all of them. And I think that's the same thing Denver tried to do for us. It wasn't all, you know, blitz. You know, there's definitely times where they covered us, but, you know, if we're hurting them, they're going to change. And, you know, I'm sure we get into this game, and if they're not pressuring us and we're hurting them, they're going to start pressuring us and vice versa. So we got to be prepared for everything. And, you know, last time we played them, you know, we played them last year, they pressured quite a bit. So, you know, they have a good team. They got, like I said, they got a ton of talent, guys that, you know, I really respect and have played for, you know, a bunch of times. Played against a bunch of times. So it should be a great game. I'm really, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you and this offense better equipped than ever to handle pressure because you have the greatest slot receiver ever and you have two great tight ends? I assume that you're more inclined to go to your tight end and your slot guy when you're being pressured as opposed
definitely.
To a deep guy. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Well, because they're getting open, you know, a little bit quicker than sometimes on the guys on the outside part of the field get open. And a lot of your adjustments to blitzes are on the inside part of the formation. So between Aaron and Rob and Wes on the inside and what Dion was able to do on the outside of the field the other night, along with, you know, Julie made a few catches. Chad had an opportunity that I missed him on. So there was definitely some plays that, and we have some great chances on, you know, both the inside and the outside. And once again, it goes to where they cover. You know, if they're not going to cover Dion running up the sideline, then we're going to try to make that play. And if they do, then we're going to try to throw it somewhere else. And it's just a matter of where they're not.
Can I ask the dumb question? You know, this is usually your
job. Yeah, it's usually my job.
Does every receiver have a hot route? Does every receiver have an adjustment they make if they see pressure or if you call out that pressure's coming?
No. You know, sometimes you'll call a play where all five guys have short routes. So, you know, if they do blitz, I have choices. There's some routes where you guys have deeper routes, and then maybe one guy will be the adjuster based on a blitz look. So, you know, it can vary. There could be two guys. There could be three guys. It's just a matter of the play that's called versus the pressure that we face. So,
And Welker always does, I'm guessing.
No, not necessarily. Because, you know, sometimes he's got a different route. He's focused on something different. And then you give the, you know, you can protect his side and say, I don't care what happens off West's side, but if they come off the other side, then, you know, Rob, you're going to be the guy, or the running back, you're going to be the guy. So it's really just a matter of what we're trying to attack.
Kurt Warner last week said the pressure for you, and speaking from his own experience, to be perfect out there every single game eventually takes its toll and wears you down. Do you agree with that at all, Tom?
Well, I don't, because I feel like, you know, my job is to go out there and score points. You know, if I'm not scoring points, I'm not doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our offense, when Coach puts us out there, that's what he expects us to do, and he doesn't, you know, it's like I said this before, but he never says, all right, guys, we're just going to run out there and run 4 minutes off the clock and punt. I mean, he says every time we go out there, we're trying to score, and we're trying to score touchdowns. So, the pressure to score touchdowns, that's, you know, every quarterback should feel that pressure if that's, you know, if that's what pressure is.
Hey, looking at the fact that Rodgers and Breeze are both out of the playoffs, I'm sure you can relate to how they must feel this morning, but I did find a downside for the AFC. Those are going to be the quarterbacks in the Pro Bowl, which means the NFC is going to be a decided favorite, I think, over the AFC.
You guys are in trouble.
Yeah.
But you do have Tebow, I think. Once Brady bows out of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Is Tebow in?
I don't know.
Probably. All right, time for the question of the week, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. The question is, hey, Tom, do you know during the week, based on the quality of your practices, how your team is probably going to play on Sunday, or in this case, Saturday night?
I think it gives you a pretty good indication of the focus and the really the heightened awareness of the team if you have a good week of practice. You know, there's sometimes where practice is a little bit uneven and you're not quite sure how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other nights where, let's say, you know, we play on a Sunday, Saturday night, you know, you're sitting in a team meeting room and you say, you know what, we know what we're doing. You know, we got a damn good plan. We're prepared. Then you can go out there and play with confidence. Now, believe me, there's times we felt that and you go out there and lose. So, you know, I don't think it's, you know, 100%. I mean, ultimately, what decides the game is your level of execution on Sunday, not your level of execution in practice. But you know, if you practice well, it certainly gives you a much better opportunity than if you practice poorly.
I'm assuming you were pretty confident this week leading up to this game, correct?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we definitely were.
We've named this game coming up.
I saw.
Uggs versus Suggs.
Maybe I'll send him a few pairs to soften him up.
There you go.
Uggs versus. Hey, is there any fan left in you when you see the Niners win in advance? Does it mean anything to you, or are you just? Is it strictly business now?
Well, I'm not a fan of the 49ers anymore. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people in the Bay Area that are happy, and you know, a lot of people that. You know, our friends of mine are happy. So, my college roommate was at the game. He had fun. I had one of my really great friends, family friends, was here this weekend cheering for us. So, he was pretty happy when I saw him after our game.
You surprised a lot of people when you said last week you didn't watch the Denver Pittsburgh game live. You saw plenty of tape on it, but the overtime, it was pretty exciting. Your friend in the next room was screaming.
Yeah.
Did you watch Houston Baltimore live yesterday, or you get to work on that today?
You know what, I did. I did watch that game, which is pretty rare. And I was watching a lot of the other games. So yesterday I was probably more of a fan of football by watching the games. And I definitely had a lot of breaks. I got started on my Baltimore stuff. So
there was
a lot of football yesterday.
So you saw Ed Reed like limp or actually get carried off the field?
I did see that.
Mixed emotions.
He cheered.
Yeah, I mean, I believe me, no one. I love Ed Reed. If I could be a defensive player, I'd be Ed Reed or Ray Lewis between those two guys. So, you know, we got guys that are get banged up too. I'm sure Ed will be there. You know, this game means everything to our season. So, if he has any chance of playing, which I'm sure he's got a chance of playing, he's going to be there and he'll be playing good. I can promise you that.
Does revenge for 09 play any role in your week of preparation, or is the fact that the winner gets to go to the Super Bowl provide all you need?
That's all we need. This is nothing about 09 or 010. This is nothing about last week or last season or last month or 10 years ago. It's about this week, and you know, the clock's ticking, and every second that goes by, we're one second closer to get to that game. So we got to use our time wisely to repair, get our rest, and be ready to go out and face our biggest challenge of the season.
Good luck Sunday, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.